Dictation, 25th of January, patient Robert E. Moyer, M-O-Y-E-R, date of birth, 8-13-1941. Robert Moyer was seen for evaluation of a pituitary tumor and possible hyperprolactinemia. Per paragraph, he has seen a number of specialists in the recent past and was found to have a pituitary microadenoma based on an MRI scan performed in June of 2021. Appeared on that occasion, comma, a 3 to 4 millimeter hypo-enhancing nodule was seen in the right aspect of the pituitary gland, period. Paragraph, he still follows with neurosurgery for the MRI scan and other findings. Paragraph, he's had multiple blood tests performed, which does not appear to include a serum prolactin, period. These blood tests are normal in general, and there is no definite evidence of abnormal pituitary function. Paragraph, past medical history is notable for type 2 diabetes with hyperglycemia and a recent hemoglobin A1C. Of 7.2%, period. Family history is non-contributory. Program social history. He's worked previously as an electrician. Comma, does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol. Paragraph. Current medication, colon, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma, glimepiride, 4 milligrams daily, comma, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, comma, lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, comma, magnesium and vitamins, B12 and calcium. Paragraph. General reviews otherwise unremarkable. Drug assistance evaluated. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 142 over 74, common weight 166 pounds, and BMI is 27.6, period, the pulse 72-minute period. The thyroid gland is not enlarged, and no abnormal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the hearts of the northern lungs are clear, and the peripheral examination appears to be grossly intact. Paragraph. Impression, pituitary microadenoma with no evidence of compressive symptoms and no significant hormonal imbalance, period. It remains to be established if his prolactin level is elevated. Paragraph. I have recommended that he have a prolactin level checked and further decisions made on possible treatment for hyperprolactinemia. Paragraph. End of dictation.